Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Klaus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Kemmerer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Russ Kemmerer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Pope. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Smith reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner takes first base on ball four. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski takes first base on ball four. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Smith. The throw from White and he is safe. Smith steals second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith scores. Avila moves to third. It's 4-0, Indians. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus strikes out. One out. Russ Kemmerer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemmerer strikes out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pope hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-1 in the game. Strickland hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. White reaches second base with a double. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. Aganez takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. White moves to third. Aganez moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Russ Kemmerer. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 2 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thronberry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Brown now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pope hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kiner moves to third. Pope moves to second. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a line drive towards short. Klaus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Aganez strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland strikes out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Grady Hatton pinch hits for Hal Brown. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 3 in the game. Goodman hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Hurd now pitching. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith strikes out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Avila hits a pop-up towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. White hits a pop-up towards the mound. Wynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Jensen hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Thronberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Pope is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pope is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pope strikes out. 2 outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Majeski hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Lepsio reaches second base with a double. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lepsio moves to third. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Pope settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lepsio tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Sam Mealy pinch hits for Tom Hurd. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0-for-4 in the game. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.